What's up, my lovelies? How you're doing? Hope we are good. So sorry for not publishing an episode last week. I'm really sorry. I was just caught up in the mood. But I really miss you guys though, and I hope you missed me too. A big welcome to another episode and also happy new month. It is the month of July, and I want to give a birthday shout out to everyone and anyone that has their birthday in this month. A big happy birthday in advance to you guys. And just in case you have someone celebrating a special day in this month and you want me to give them a shout out, you can send a DM and we'll talk all about it. But that said, so I was watching this amazing series, a Nigerian series, Shao, and there was this character I was so tripping for in the series, like, hey, the guy is fine, and his dimples, like, you know what dimples are, his die for, his dimples are so cute. Only me would just be smiling like while I was watching the series, like, you know, and I was fantasizing about meeting him and maybe dating him and who knows, get married and have beautiful babies. Why you rolling your eyes at me now? Again, it's allowed to dream now, she be. Anyways, in my little fantasy about my celebrity crush, it got me thinking what exactly it would be like for a non-celebrity or someone that is not a celebrity to date a celebrity, like someone that is a public figure or someone that is popular and all of that, you know, that kind of person that is known by the whole, like a whole lot of people everywhere and everywhere, like a popular dingo. Once upon a time, sure, like this guy wasn't really a celebrity, but he was kind of liking me though. But I, after a few while, I got to think, because any small thing, like if we're just walking on the street, well, I've not even gone far. The guy has greeted like 50 people. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but then he greets a whole lot of people. I must say, I enjoyed the whole meeting of greeting people, you know, feeling like a queen by his side, you know, and he choosing to build me out of so many girls that was crushing him. But I turned out the relationship. Relax now, before you people hang me, let me explain. I was cool with the whole thing, but it got tiring. I mean, we're not really dating, no, but the whole thing of he going on, he was not like a popular celebrity, but he was known by a whole lot of people, seriously. And I was not just, maybe I was immature or something, but I was not caught out for the too many greetings and faking smiles when I see some people. Not that I'm against dating this celebrity, I'm so cool with it. So long as they love me, I'm always speaking, no wahala. I have sense now more than them. So right now, I would definitely want to date a celebrity. As usual, I did my research. Okay, sorry, somebody said I should not use. I did my research. Somebody said I should not use carry the matter to the streets the way I normally said. So I did my research, and here's a few things my people had to say about a known celebrity dating a celebrity or public figure. Someone's like, because of the jealousy something, but because of the jealousy and whole, he's a jealous kind of person, you know, so he would not be able to date a celebrity. But you know, the spotlight and the fun, you guys going to interesting places, maybe a wet night and all of that, I mean, it can be fun when the guy just holding you and everybody be like, oh, is that your girlfriend? And then you be like, oh yes. And then you're not defending yourself like, oh my god, David is my boyfriend, which actor will I even say now, Badger is my boyfriend, you know, the whole spotlight and the full fun, it can be amazing. But at some point it gets very tiring. Maybe the person may not always be there, or you now very jealous person, you have trust issues, you may be like, this one guy, this guy is not here. Maybe for an actor example, the whole kissing scenes, and everybody will always know how they're doing these movies. If you're not really sure if this guy is just doing this just for the movies, you may not be fully into him, you may not trust him, you'll be like, I'm not sure, it's even just movie, say maybe something is happening and all of that. So he said he's a jealous person, so he's not going to be able to do that. Anyway, another person said, depends, it is easier if we're dating before the whole celebrity thing happened. This part is actually very tricky, because the person might be so humble and then the relationship might be going very smooth before one party becomes a celebrity, and then immediately they become a celebrity. They may get some people though, if the person really loves you, they may still bring you to the limelight and all of that. But there are some kind of people that once they turn celebrity, you see you that they were forming their love, they die for you, will not look like, like you look so small and like you're not up to my class, you're no longer in my league. So this part is actually very tricky. It depends on the person that you're dating. Is this somebody that you can be trustworthy, that even with money, the fame and everything, the person will still have your character and their good self, not that when they become a celebrity with the whole fame and everything, it will change them. So this part is actually tricky. They may not be the same person again when they turn a celebrity. Okay, and anyone said, as long as there is love, everything else is not relevant. Love conquers all. As long as there's love, man, there's nothing else that matters. I love you and you love me too, even though you're a celebrity. As long as I love you and you love me too, we're good to go. Okay, I like this one. It's good. Love conquers all. Many water cannot quench love. Okay, someone said yes, but relationship should be private. Okay, this person was like, I can date a celebrity, but our relationship should be private. Nobody must know about it. It must not be all in the social media and all of that. But and there are a few celebrities that really made their relationship private, though. I mean, the likes of Adekunle and Simi Gold. Okay, yes, yeah, Adekunle and Simi Gold. Nobody knew anything was going on. As in, we even thought it was Fouls at one point. I mean, some people thought it was Fouls. I thought it was Fouls. So I liked Fouls for her, though. And hence, but they out of nowhere, poof, they wanted to get married. Like, even the wedding said was so private. Even when she gave birth, so it was like after some days that we got to know that she has given birth. Oh, those people trash her. So something like that. I think this is what this person wants. Can date a celebrity, but our relationship should be private. Oh, voila. And said, difficult to date one because of the fame and all that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about earlier. The fame and all of that can just be so difficult to handle when you're not a celebrity. But if it's someone that is a celebrity and a celebrity, they just know that, okay, both of them are in the fame, like the spotlight, everything, it will not be new. But this other person may not be able to handle it when they're not a celebrity. The whole fame, popularity, and everything will just become difficult. And some people might even feel less of themselves because they may feel, okay, my other partner is so popular, everybody knows him, everybody appreciates him or her, and nobody knows me, nobody appreciates me, nobody know anything I do. It's as if I don't even exist to the world. That is where some jealousy and insecurity and trust issues will start coming in. So for someone that is insecure and has trust issues and get jealous easy, please do not date a celebrity. Alright, I said, I don't mind as long as the person is committed to the relationship. Oh yeah, no, no, voila. As far as the person is committed, we can ride on. Okay. I mean, celebrities are also human beings. They have feelings, and if they really want a relationship to work, they can place all the factors that makes it work, and you guys are good to go, even though they're dating a non-celebrity. Well, one clearly said, nope, I can't. They easily cheat, and the relationship don't last. Well, truth be told, with what we've seen in the media, the relationship of celebrities usually don't last. There's always drama, there's always too many issues and all of that. But you wouldn't really blame them. Maybe the other party they were dating was not just committed, or couldn't handle the whole thing, or there was some issues. I cannot blame just the celebrity for their relationship not lasting. But nevertheless, this one just clearly stated that they cannot because they easily cheat and their relationship don't last. Once I don't really know Sha, but I know the relationship cannot be secret. Exactly. Most times the relationship of a celebrity cannot really be secret. They just want to upload pictures, you know, tell everybody that this is my plus one. But you can still make it secret though if you guys really want to make it work, and the celebrity don't want their whole story, their whole life to be out in the media, out in the public. They can still keep it secret. No one will know about it. It just takes two to tango, and it takes two heads to calm down, sort everything out, and it will be perfect. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. Do not forget to like, share, and comment. Tell me what you think about dating a celebrity. Rather, what you think about a non-celebrity dating a celebrity. As for me, personally now, I'm good with dating a celebrity. In case you know any celebrity that is looking for somebody, I am available. Alright guys, I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening again. Bye-bye. Mwah.